This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a tailgate party on game day. It's a welcome to the neighborhood. It's another anniversary of the start of something good.
It's sharing bluebell ice cream as the evening sun goes down. The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
It's America's best NFL draft coverage on radio. Pick by pick coverage, along with hearing from the newest Cowboys, begins this Thursday evening at 6. Presented by Miller Lite on your Cowboys and NFL Draft Headquarters. 105.3 The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, we bring on Texas A&M quarterback and rising draft prospect, Kellen Mond. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am good, and this isn't even a question, but I attended Texas A&M. Wasn't smart enough to get my degree there, but I went to Texas A&M, and I just want to thank you for making my team matter and play in important football games once again.
I appreciate you. I had a great 4 years.
What was, in particular, what was this last year like? Because I know when people come in, they're like, hey, we want to make an impact on the program and everything like that. What was this last year at A&M like, especially with COVID and with the team being up in the mix? What was the senior year like for you?
I mean, for me, it was honestly, you know, pretty normal. Obviously, there was a lot of COVID restrictions and, you know, certain things that, you know, I wouldn't do just because, you know, I didn't want to, you know, get the virus or, you know, be a close contact. So, I mean, my day-to-day routine was, you know, wake up, recover, you know, watch film, go to practice, and then, you know, go home and, you know, obviously with, you know, eating in between that. But, you know, it was, you know, very simple for me. But, you know, it was certain things that I needed to do. One, to make sure that I was on the level that I was in my preparation, but also so that I'm, you know, able to be on the field and, you know, with, you know, a lot of guys going out and getting the virus and certain things like that, you know, I didn't want to risk myself.
Was there ever a time that you, like, how did you make that decision that you were definitely going to play versus, hey, it might be safer to just try to prep for the draft or whatever your decision might have been?
You know, I really didn't question, you know, ever not playing. You know, I was definitely looking for, like, certain, you know, guidelines. And, you know, once the SEC and, you know, once Ross, athletic director, were able to kind of give us those guidelines and, you know that we're actually going to be safe and it's not just, you know, all just a bunch of football players just playing with, you know, the virus running around, then I was 100% fine. Obviously, you know, I never want to cancel out on a football season, and you know, if I have opportunity to play, then you know, I that's my bread and butter. I love football, so yeah, it was really a no-brainer for me.
What's it been like kind of having conversations with the NFL teams? You know, obviously they have a lot of questions that they want to get into you to find out what's going on in your mind and about your game. So what have those conversations been like? Fun?
Yeah, they have. And, you know, I think kind of the biggest things that they ask is, you know, they want to know how you process information. They want to know what type of offense you were in and just really for you to explain their offense and then, you know, show certain defenses and just really kind of pick your brain and understand, you know, how you're able to react. Because, you know, if you're able to kind of spit it out fast, you know, there's a good chance that you can go out on the field and, you know, react even faster. So, I mean, for me, it's been a blessing, and, you know, it's definitely been, you know, pretty hectic with, you know, so many different teams and, you know, different interviews and, you know, meetings and stuff like that. But, you know, I would definitely take, you know, studying and talking over football and, you know, concepts and, you know, writing papers in class. And so I tell a lot of people that. So I'm definitely blessed to be in the position that I'm in.
Is there a class that jumped right into your mind when you said instead of writing papers or going to, is there like, I know this one class is the class I really was tired of going to?
I mean, I was a sports management major, so I had to write a lot of things, you know, on sports, which were easy. And part of the reason I picked it, but I also had to write a lot of papers on leadership. So, you know, I used to always reference Jimbo. So.
Texas A&M quarterback Kellen Mond, future NFL quarterback. Kellen Mond joining us right now. Kellen, in 2019 to 2020, what did you improve on the most? And then what do you feel like 2020 to 21 now, what do you feel like you have to improve on the most to become a successful NFL quarterback?
I would probably say the biggest thing from 19 to 20, my junior to my senior year, was just really everything was mental. And, you know, I think just one, me being able to go back home during quarantine and really just evaluate myself and, you know, kind of get away from campus and, you know, create my own routine and making sure that I'm, you know, accountable in everything that I'm doing. You know, that was definitely huge for me. And I think just being able to step away and, you know, just kind of just have a refresher, because, you know, in the NFL, you know, you have your regular season. Then if you make the playoffs, and after that, you're pretty much done for a couple of months. But, you know, college football players, you know, right after their season, you know, depending on when you play, you'll be back in school, you know, within a week or two. And then you get 1 week off of spring break. And a lot of the time you're preparing for, you know, your spring ball, which is right after. So you really don't get any breaks in football. So being able to kind of take a step back and, you know, really evaluate myself and really evaluate myself mentally. So that I can go out on the field and, you know, just play with 100% confidence. That was my main goal. So as of right now, I'm just really trying to work on my feet to get them faster and really just, you know, playing faster as a whole. And I think, you know, once I can get that and, you know, be really consistent with that, you know, I could play at an elite level in the NFL.
Kellen Mond joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and he's been rising, Kevin, in the draft so far.
Told y'all, people scoffed at me when really? I said that.
Now, a couple of names that have popped up for the Dallas Cowboys have been a couple guys you played against, and Patrick Surtain and also J.C. Horn. Which one of those cornerbacks is easier to torch whenever you're throwing football?
Easier to torch?
Or if you want to put it a different way.
Nah, I mean, honestly, because I played against those two guys, a lot of NFL teams have actually asked, you know, who was better and just like strength, weaknesses, just because, you know, I'm able to study them and, you know, pretty much a lot of their game tape. You know, I don't necessarily know who's better. I think they're slightly different, but they're, I think, both phenomenal at what they do. But they're definitely my one and two, kind of my 1A, 1B. But I think Surtain is a little bit more patient, you know, able to mirror and stay on top of receivers. And I think J.C. Horn is a little bit more physical. I do think he's a little bit smaller than Surtain, but, I mean, they're both, I mean, honestly, phenomenal. But I think, you know, both are able to play a lot of positions and, you know, in the slot outside and just play man coverage and be phenomenal at it.
Well, Kellen, I've heard that you're a huge Tom Brady fan, and so am I. There might be some people on this show that are jealous of Tom Brady's greatness.
That might be me.
Kellen, I know that you probably look at Tom Brady and his film and his stuff. Who are maybe some of the other quarterbacks that you look at in the NFL and you say, hey, maybe my game's a little bit similar to them. Studying them could be a smart move.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think kind of the way I watch film, you know, I don't necessarily watch film on certain guys that I necessarily play like. But, you know, if there are certain guys who, you know, have great feet and I'm trying to figure out how to make my feet faster, you know, my base better, then I go to certain guys. So if I'm trying to find ways to find looser or just kind of throw off platform, I can watch certain guys. So, you know, I go to different guys for everything. So I think Drew Brees and Tom Brady were really my main two on, you know, just really playing faster with my feet. But I think just being able to throw from, you know, different platforms, you know, off angle is more like Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, who guys who play a little bit more looser and more free. So, you know, I've seen a lot of, definitely a lot of comparisons, but kind of the way I watch film and just the way I want to learn and add to my game is, you know, pick from, you know, all the different people's brains and attributes.
Over the offseason, the Cowboys signed Dak to a pretty extensive contract there. He is the starter on this team. What's, if you got, if let's say you got drafted by the Cowboys, would you be happy to be in a backup role with an opportunity at some point, or is it more important for you to go ahead and get starting starting time early on in your career?
Well, I tell a lot of people that, you know, one, just me, being able and being the person who was thrown into the fire just my freshman year and just really just trying to get it out the mud and continue to fight and grow, you know, has definitely taught me a lot and, you know, added to the experience that that I have. And, you know, so I think just me going in and, you know, having to start if I had to, I think I'm a lot ahead of the curve than, you know, where a lot of other people would be. But also at the same time, I know I'm a huge learner and, you know, I want to go on and learn. You know, all different types of tendencies and just really be able to pick, you know, guys who've played in the NFL, pick their brain. So I'm able to, I think, to do both. And, you know, I think I'm going to be able to have success with either one, you know, is required.
When you do have that success in the NFL, can you band together with, let's just say, you know, Myles Garrett, Mike Evans, Von Miller, and pretty much force Texas A&M to start playing Texas again, because we would really appreciate that.
I know. I would like to also. And, you know, even I thought we were going to get pretty close. I think it was last year in the bowl game. You know, that we thought we were going to get pretty close. But, you know, I don't really think that is ever going to happen unless, you know, we ended up at the same conference. But, hey, I mean, that would be something to put together. And, you know, if you have, you know, Von Miller, Mike Evans, you know, those type of people, you know, those are going to be the best people to have the best chance of putting that together.
Random question here, Kellen. If football wasn't part of your future, you know, if you weren't going to play, you know, hopefully the next 15 to 20 years in the NFL, what would you want to do?
I mean, this might sound weird, but I mean, a lot of people do ask me this. You know, they ask for certain hobbies, and, you know, all my hobbies include football. Like, my hobbies are, you know, watching highlights on YouTube or, you know, watching film of, like, NFL teams or college teams. So, I mean, if football, you know, were to go away, I would be doing more football. So, I mean, that's pretty much what everything includes in my life. And obviously, football takes up, you know, so much time and, you know, practice, preparation. But, you know, when it's more of just a hobby and a leisure, I still do football stuff. So, you know, that's what I would be doing more football.
Would you like us to suggest possible hobbies like movie watching or there? We got a whole
bunch. You
should
watch football movies,
yeah.
Kevin.
Oh, good point. What's your favorite football movie?
Probably say Remember the Titans.
Okay. That is a very popular pick. I can definitely see that. And then one of the things I was just curious about is, I'm sure you hear from a lot of teams, like, how much that you hear from teams are you like, okay, that sounds great, let's see if that actually happens? Because, like, this is the time of year where teams sometimes don't always tell the truth. How do you process information that you get from teams along your journey?
I mean, I think you just take it for what it is. And, you know, I'm already an even-keeled person, so I don't necessarily trust all the information that I hear. And I know that there's still a lot of information that I still don't hear. So, especially dealing with the draft, and I know a lot of, you know, people on Twitter, they say they talk to these certain GMs about who they're drafting. And, you know, to be honest, I don't think a GM would, you know, give up who they're drafting, because someone ahead of them would, you know, eventually take who they're picking. So, that's not very smart. So, at the end of the day, I think no one, you know, maybe a few people know where they're going. But at the end of the day, especially in my case, I have no idea where I'm going, what round, what pick. So I'm just going to enjoy the draft night, and just whatever team ends up drafting me, you know, I think both sides are going to be truly blessed to have the opposite person's present.
Kellen, this is another shot here to be a great quarterback, a great leader. Of all the teammates that could go in the draft that you played with at A&M, who would be the one that you're like, you're foolish to pass up on that dude?
I would probably say I don't know when he's going to come out next year, after, you know, the following year. But Anaya Smith, who's, you know, been kind of like the Swiss blade of our offense, who plays running back, receiver, punt return, kick return. You know, just, you know, elite speed, quickness, and just really elite everything. People may, you know, sleep on him just because he's a smaller guy, but you know, whenever I watch film with, you know, some of these NFL teams, they always ask about him. So I would definitely say Anaya Smith.
And then last question we got for you, Kellen. We talked about, you know, I love Texas A&M football and appreciate everything that you helped our program get to. Do you anticipate that the team will be able to stay in this consistent, you know, top five, top 10 powerhouse mode going forward?
You know, I think so. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things, and what I think, you know, some of the younger classes who are now, you know, going to be juniors, that we're, you know, super fortunate of, is, you know, when they're freshmen, they were able to see, you know, my class and guys who are with me kind of, you know, struggle and then be able to, you know, turn things around through adverse situations. So even when, you know, there's going to be a point in time, you know, even the great teams, there's going to be a point in time where Texas A&M at one point is going to struggle, whether it's throughout a season or a game or, you know, within a drive. But, you know, being able to learn from some of us older guys and, you know, even just my leadership, I think, you know, guys like Anias, and, you know, new offensive lineman Kenyon Green are just going to have to be able to step up. But like I said, they've been able to learn from, you know, me and a lot of other great leaders of, you know, how to, you know, stay out of, you know, adverse situations and how to be poised to adverse situations. So, you know, I definitely think that Texas A&M can be on an uphill trend.
Well, we really appreciate you jumping on this morning. Best of luck this week. And as always, gig 'em.
Yes, sir, gig 'em.
There you go. Kellen Mond right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, Corey, I go back to something that we had talked about. This was months ago. I was like, Kellen Mond's going to go in the top three rounds of the draft. And that really infuriated some people on The Fan text. And now more and more, you're seeing his name get dropped in the second round.
Why did it make people so mad? Did you not? That dude was a pleasure to talk to. He was awesome. Is it because it was A&M and people just don't believe in A&M?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.